This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've always said the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. After a 2-year inquisition, the charges today relate in no way to Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or any other illegal act in connection with the 2016 campaign. I am falsely accused of making false statements during my testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. That is incorrect. Any error I made in my testimony would be both immaterial and without intent. I find it disturbing that the Special Counsel's Office released a press release prior to informing my attorneys that I would be charged today. This morning, at the crack of dawn, 29 FBI agents arrived at my home with 17 vehicles with their lights flashing when they could simply have contacted my attorneys, and I would have been more than willing to surrender voluntarily.
29 FBI agents and 17 vehicles? Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Roger Stone talking about the pre-dawn raid that happened on Friday at his home. This guy must be a heinous criminal. He must have been on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. In fact, Roger Stone must have been wanted by Interpol, because I'm just saying, to have 17 vehicles, 29 FBI agents to do a raid on a guy. What's he accused of? He's accused of giving misinformation or something like that? I can't imagine what the raid's going to look like on the Clintons. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Wow, man. This is just an amazing set of circumstances. This should show you that when the government decides you're the target, it doesn't matter what you've done. Tell me anything. Look, I'm not going to pretend that I know about law enforcement, but here's what I can tell you. I have watched a crap load of law enforcement TV to the point where I think I know the lingo. I pretty much know how to handle myself around police and law enforcement, etc. I don't know of anything I've seen that isn't a raid of the highest level of national security proportions that requires 17 vehicles and 29 agents. I don't know what they seized. If they seized a computer in his basement that had its own IT person, I don't think so. I mean, what did they seize? Did they seize a laptop that had emails that from the State Department that never should have been on it? I don't think so. I mean, you want to talk about Robert Mueller making a show. What do you guys know about Roger Stone? It was funny. Years ago, when I first got into this business, Dana Lash and I were both out of St. Louis, and Dana would have Roger Stone on her show periodically, and people, Roger Stone, he's a D.C. insider and all that. And I was like, okay, I believe you. He's worked on different administrations. There are lots of people that worked in D.C., And consider themselves D.C. insiders. And then there are people that sort of build their reputation on this idea that they're bigger. You know, I know what's going on. I can get the information. And I think Roger's been one of those guys. The media portrays him like he's Mick Jagger, the Mick Jagger of D.C. And he and Donald Trump were tied to the hip for decades. I was looking for research. I've seen a couple of pictures with Stone, and Trump in the same picture. You know, like Stone's in the background or whatever, or it's a meet and greet kind of thing. I haven't seen any indication that these two guys are, as we say in the vernacular, ace coon boons, where they just hang out. You know, that's my boy, right? That's my boy. What? I don't see anything like that. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact me, Kevin Jackson. Keep in mind, folks, Mueller, special counsel Robert, I will get Donald Trump at any cost, Mueller, tried to get Trump's personal attorney to dish dirt on Donald Trump. And the most that Michael Cohen could produce so far is that a tape that exonerated the bimbo eruption and this, the idea that Trump was supposedly paying off bimbos with his campaign money. Or, depending on if you think this latest revelation is amazing, that Donald Trump tried to improve his brand's Q score by paying a PR firm to say good things about him. If that's the best you can get out of your, you know, this is the dude that knows, has all the dirt on Donald Trump, I suggest we make Donald Trump the freaking Pope. I mean, this is amazing to me. I don't know if you guys are really reading the between the lines here. They sent 17 vehicles and 29 FBI agents to a guy's house based on the fact that he supposedly lied about testimony. I want you to think about all the people. Peter Strzok, for example. What do you think is going on with Peter Strzok? This is a dude who's lied to Congress multiple times now. What about John Brennan? He's lied to Congress. What about Clapper? Clapper's lied to Congress. Nothing. You want to talk about the leftist version of Al Capone's vault. How many times have the leftists tried this and come up with absolutely nothing? Roger Stone went on to say, I'm not testifying against Trump. He goes, nothing they said in this indictment and everything they've got against me has anything to do with Russian collusion. And you know why he's saying that? He's saying, Robert Mueller was supposed to be looking at Russian collusion. There's no Russian collusion. I didn't collude with WikiLeaks. I didn't collude with Donald Trump. And I certainly haven't colluded with any Russians. So what am I doing here? And I think we all know the answer. This is amazing, folks. It's an amazing attack on anybody and anything that relates itself to Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't change that, if we don't get to the point where we are the people dictating the pace, we can lose this thing. I'm usually going to give you the pep talk. I'm going to tell you, we can lose this thing if we treat it as cavalierly as we're. Did you hear all the people that were booing Roger Stone? Boo, 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 and protesting? Let me tell you something. Paid protesters, and by the end of Stone's speech, he's saying, I haven't done anything. They sent this many people, and what he should have said is, every one of you clowns that's out there booing me, if the government turns itself on you, you could be the person standing right here, having done absolutely nothing. We got a lot to talk about. I want to finish talking about Stone because this is an interesting development. Glad you guys made it to class and on time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you suck your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The world is safer. Certainly America is safer because Roger Stone is off the street. Oh, wait. No, he got re-released back. It was a $250,000 bond. Some, probably a benefactor, made the $25,000 10% bond to get Roger out. But a guy who gets a $250,000 bond, why? Because supposedly he lied. Yeah, he lied. That's what got him a $250,000 bond. He's back on the street. But let me tell you what it took to get this guy. It took 17 FBI vehicles and 29 FBI agents. That's how much of a heinous criminal Roger Stone was. Well, I feel safer. Whew. Hey, thankfully those illegals hanging out in sanctuary cities can feel safer because they got Roger Stone. You know, he was Trump's henchman, the guy that Stone, that Donald Trump wanted to keep all the Mexicans out, you know. Because let's remember, Donald Trump is racist against Mexicans. In case you haven't watched any late night TV or any of the leftist media, Donald Trump remains a racist. It doesn't matter what he does to help people, help black folks, help Latina. Okay, so what, black people have lowest unemployment and are buying their houses and, you know, and they're keeping their kids out of jail and he's done criminal justice reform and Donald Trump's getting black folks out of prison and all that. So what? So what, Latinos in America are doing great, highest employment in their history. Low gang members leaving their neighborhoods and so on. Safe, this, that, and the other. Who cares? He's still a racist. Racist against Mexican. Because remember when Donald Trump said, we need to build this wall and we need to keep the bad guys out, the terrorists and the drugs and things like that. You know, fentanyl is now the number one killer of people in terms of the drug war. You know what I was just thinking? We actually may start fighting a drug war. I almost said actually twice. Did you catch that? I almost said it twice. I didn't. I did to explain it. Yeah, my producers look at me like, ah! Because we have little games we play here in the studio. Anyway, fentanyl. Opioid. Yeah, it's killing more people than heroin or whatever. I don't know. It's like a base for heroin. I don't know all the drugs. If we got any druggies in the house, anybody can explain drug stuff to me. But anyway, the point is, Donald Trump's addressing this. They don't care. Lefties don't care. I don't think that was actually the point I was trying to make. But who cares? Racist against Mexicans because Donald Trump says he wants to keep out the drugs, the terrorists, the human trafficking. There is no reason you can't talk about a wall without talking about it sanely. Think about all the Holly weirdos who pretend that they don't care about Donald Trump. Almost every one of these clowns. Have you driven the star map in Hollywood? You know what they have? The star map in Hollywood? They have a wall on almost every house. And you know what the paparazzi does? They camp out. You want to know where the paparazzi camps out in Hollywood? Anybody want to take a guess? If you said outside the wall, you would be correct. Now, here's what's interesting. You're going to really think, you're going to say, Kevin, you are so brilliant. You're beautiful. You're brilliant. I love the sound of your voice. I want to have your babies. Yeah, even you guys. But here's the deal. No paparazzi that I know of has ever tunneled under one of these stars' wall to get a better story. None. They've not done it. You know what? They just wait. Where? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, outside the wall. So here's Donald Trump saying, hey, Mexico, we are going to build this wall because we're tired of your people just willy-nilly coming over, essentially breaking our laws. Not essentially, they are breaking our laws. And getting in front of, I almost said essentially twice, did you catch that? Getting in front of the people who are here legally, going through our system legally. What's wrong with that? But, so anyway, Donald Trump is racist because we all know, let's all say it together now, Donald Trump hates brown people, okay? And this led to the charges of xenophobia, particularly against Muslims, because what did Donald Trump say he was going to do? He was going to put the very same ban that Barack Obama had against Muslims in place from radical Muslim countries, which only included about 1.4% of the world's population of Muslims. But Donald Trump doesn't like brown people. I just told you that. Pay attention. If I catch you sleeping in class, I'm going to send you to the chancellor's office, which is me. Next, we heard Donald Trump, he's a womanizer. He has a bunch of bimbos. Yeah, what multimillionaire, billionaire guy do you know who's a single guy at the time, going through, you know, whatever periods in his life, whether he's single, engaged, gets married, starts having problems, gets divorced, whatever. Tell me your guy that doesn't go out and date women. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, well, you lefties, you don't understand. In a heterosexual world, when you're having problems in relationships, people separate. They go, then eventually go their separate ways. And you know what the men do? They date women. I know it's hard for you to believe. But yeah, we're crazy like that. And with a guy like Donald Trump, the level of restraint this guy must have shown in the dating of women is quite frankly humorous in the world of men. But I got to explain this stuff to the whole left, you know, the feminists, the LGBT, all these leftists. They don't get it. They don't understand the normal world. Okay. So anyway, He was a womanizer. Then he supposedly was unhinged. And if he was elected, it would cause the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Anyway, it was supposed to cause Armageddon in a host and a variety of ways. And then he was called a liar. He's lied. Donald Trump has lied over 8,000 times. We've counted them. Yeah, because Donald Trump says, I don't know, we've reduced the number of girls coming over that are being raped when they come over in these caravans is a third.
It's not a third, it's half.
Oh, well, you proved Donald Trump to be a liar. So he's a liar, but end of the world was going to come, all this other stuff. Then came a new bimbo alert. I'm just going to take you through the history of this. Listen up, conservative. I'm just taking you through the history. I want you to stay with me. Because it's important we connect these dots. So we got racism against Mexicans, which led to xenophobia, particularly against Muslims. Then he was a womanizer. Then he was unhinged, unfit to lead the world, right? Then came more bimbo alerts. And this time the Democrats got really creative and they said, let's get the best bimbo we could possibly get. You know what? Let's get a porn star. That'll do it. Yeah, so Donald Trump defeats the porn star and her crooked, you know, sleazy, creepy attorney. And then there were more cries of racism.
He's still a racist. Did you see what he did in Charlottesville? He said both sides have problems. That is so racist.
Right.
Then there was more cries of sexism. Right. Then there was more cries of Islamophobia.
And eventually, we got around the Russian collusion, and then there was this final cry, the one that I enjoyed the most, where Donald Trump kicked the living crap out of the Democrats and actually won an election he wasn't supposed to win after all of these things. Nothing the left tried worked. Oh, I have to step back and take a chuckle. I'm sorry. Al Capone's vault. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about Roger Stone getting raided. They're still going after Trump, and they're so far down the food chain, they're looking at Roger Stone, the dude Trump said hello to 20 years ago or something. Like Roger Stone is the leader of some Mexican cartel. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The longest short-term partial government shutdown in U.S. history ended when President Trump signed off on a short-term spending measure that is good for the next 3 weeks. If a deal on border security isn't reached during that time, the Trump administration says the government could quite possibly shut down again. White House Director of Strategic Communications Mercedes Schlapp says President Trump is looking at all options when it comes to funding the border wall.
Obviously, he has discussed in the past about declaring a national emergency. Our goal right now is to ensure that Congress can come up with a plan of action.
President Trump's former associate Roger Stone is planning on pleading not guilty tomorrow in a D.C. federal court. Outside his Florida home, Stone also said the case against him was an abuse of raw power. In Chicago, snow has caused over 1,000 flights at O'Hare Airport to be canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a ton to talk about, including this shutdown and the Pelosi cave. Everybody said, Kevin, what's this with Donald Trump and him giving up? Let me tell you, Pelosi caved. Don't believe Donald Trump caved, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it. I'm talking about Roger Stone right now because I think this is as big of an issue. I keep telling you guys, Mueller keeps jumping the shark. Think about what we started with this investigation. All the people who were supposed to go down. Who's going down? We're down to the point. Pretty soon, the last dude who cooked Donald Trump's dinner is going to be getting indicted. They're going to raid a restaurant. Donald Trump ate at this restaurant in 1982. You know, and they're going to go arrest the chef and some old black barbecue dude. Yeah, you know? What y'all arrest me for? Donald Trump ate your barbecue. But he wasn't president. And ain't no Russian never been in here. I can just see some old black dude trying to defend himself. To Mueller, you, shame on you. You know to go vote Democrat, black man. What were you doing serving Donald Trump barbecue? It was like a house of cards. Remember when Kevin Spacey would go meet with that one black dude? And, he would shut down the restaurant. He'd go in the back and he'd eat this guy's. And that dude gets screwed in the end. That's what we're talking about here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This has been a laughable series of events around this Roger Stone thing. But as I said, we got a lot to talk about. Obama and Kerry. Somebody has sent me a note. Kevin, Obama and Kerry are running the country. You know, they're going around the world doing things. I'm like, man, shut up. That's not true. Somebody sent me this, an article. I dissected it. I shall do that for you as well. And what else we got? The senators who turned their back on Donald Trump. We'll talk about them. And then I want to talk about the hatchet job being done on conservatism. But I want to finish with this dude named Roger Stone because I know Roger Stone. I've met him. I met him physically once, but I'd been hearing of him for quite some time. And as I said, people make it the way the left makes Roger Stone out to be. You would think, man, Donald Trump and Roger Stone are just they hung out all the time. Here's what the Wall Street Journal said. Roger Stone, a former Trump campaign advisor who was indicted Thursday by special counsel Robert Mueller, has had a relationship with the president for 4 decades. Bum, 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 bum. While Mr. Stone, I love this part. Never had an official White House role. So he's been the president's ace coon boom for 4 decades, but he never had an official White House role. The political strategist, get this. Here's what Roger Stone did that was so, you know, like, we got to keep our eye on him. He played a key part in getting Paul Manafort, his former business partner, to run Trump's campaign for a time in 2016. Now, who was this according to? According to people on the campaign and Mr. Manafort himself. Manafort was charged and convicted of several crimes related to work for pro-Russian politicians and awaiting sentencing. See, this is what I tell people. When you read an article, this is the Wall Street Journal, and they allude to, you know, Manafort was, he was doing something with pro-Russian, this, that, and the other. That doesn't even need to be said. Just the fact that the dude was indicted and he's awaiting sentencing is enough. But they got to remind you, it's Russian stuff. Remember, we're going after Trump here. So he goes, so Stone knew Trump. This is what I was saying after I read that. He had no official role in the White House. He had no official role in the campaign. And associates say, and so supposedly so does Manafort, that, pardon me, Roger Stone is the reason that Manafort got his job. Now, normally I would go, well, if Manafort said it, must be true. But having sat with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, where he said, Kevin, I never said I was going to retire. I've never alluded to it. I've never dreamed it. They will carry me out of here in a gurney while I, 2 days earlier, have been reading stories where they said, oh, Justice Thomas was overheard saying that he may retire from the court. And it was nonsense. I don't even believe this. I don't believe Manafort said it. I don't believe Stone said it. I don't believe it even matters. Because at the end of the day, if that's all the influence Roger Stone had over the president, that's a pretty crappy 4 decades long relationship. If I got a 4 decades long relationship with you and you become president, I'm packing. I'm just saying, I'm moving to the White House. I don't know if I'm just going to be your boy, that's cool. But I'm going to have a place in the White House. But no. Anyway, I met Roger Stone, I told you guys, at an event. And it wasn't impressive, and I'm not trying to be mean. He looked like Pee Wee Herman's father to me. And I'm not trying to disparage the man. But he did. That was my first thing. Was that dude could be Pee Wee Herman's father. Maybe his brother, because that Pee Wee Herman's a lot older than he looks. The people that were at this event, it was at CPAC. And I know there are people out there that know what I'm talking about, because they were at the event. It's one of these hotel, you know, where they set the room up for a greet. You know, like it's a suite. And the big deal was Roger Stone's going to say a few words. And there were other people too. And I saw Roger, and I really felt sorry for him. If he had been a D.C. mover and shaker, he didn't have that presence, I guess is the best way to put it. And the only thing I can say about this whole Mueller incident is what it proves to me is Robert Mueller's out of tricks. When you send 17 vehicles and 29 FBI agents to a house of a guy that you've had under surveillance for probably the better part of 2 years, and you don't just call them and say, hey, listen, we're going to come to get you. Do you want to surrender? Or you send a couple of guys in suits. Roger Stone is not running the Mexicali cartel. You get what I'm saying? The only thing that rivals the arrest of Stone is Mueller's arrest of these dozen Russians. Or maybe it was like the one he did with Cohen. You know, where he supposedly converges on Cohen's office. Now, Cohen's office, I get. Don't touch anything. Everybody step away. You know, this kind of deal. I understand that. I mean, if you sent 5 G-men in there and had a couple of marshals, I don't know what they do. Like I said, I watch FBI shows, but I don't write them. But to go send 17 vehicles and 29 people to a dude's home in the middle of the night and raiding all kind of hell in his neighborhood, I think it's overkill. And I think you wanted it to be overkill. So we got these dozen or so Russians that Mueller, I'm just saying, if we want to put this on par, that nobody's ever going to see. They will never see justice in America. By the way, 3 of those Russians are suing Mueller, suing the Brits, Mueller, Steele, Christopher Steele, all of them. So we'll see what happens with that. Then Mueller targeted General Flynn. That's a huge backfire. Flynn's sentencing gets pushed out. Every day I look, the Flynn sentencing has been pushed out. It's been pushed out. It's been pushed out. Oh, the judge was tough on Mike Flynn. Look, this delay is not for Flynn's benefit. This delay of Flynn's sentencing is for Robert Mueller's benefit.
And then what about Jerome Corsi? They were going to do a pre-dawn raid on Jerome Corsi. And you know what Corsi did? He sued these suckers for millions of dollars, a big number, and said it was prosecutorial misconduct. And the judge allowed it. So that course is out there pending against Robert Mueller and his team. What else did Mueller get out of this? Papadopoulos. He got less than a slap on the wrist. In fact, when you think about what Mueller did to this man and what the expectations were, remember Papadopoulos, the patsy? He was supposed to bring down Trump. He was supposed to be all the connective dots to this whole thing. And what he got out of him, Mueller should be ashamed of himself that this guy paid a $3 fine and served a day in jail. I mean, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's ridiculous. He served like 12 days in jail and paid a $5,000 fine. Really? That's what you got out of this guy who started the whole thing? The guy who met with the Australians and started dropping dime on people? Even Democrats like Adam Schiff saw this result for what it was and began backing off of this farce. Because this is not an investigation. It is a witch hunt and it is a farce. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. I'm not sharing anything with you that you don't already know. I'm just trying to break it down for you so you have an understanding. I'm translating it. Okay? Doing what we do here. The Kevin Jackson Show. Robert Mueller's got nothing. Nothing to hang his hat on. So he's been dragging this so-called investigation out as job security. And I don't mean he can't get something else after the fact. I'm saying after this ends, Mueller has no credibility. No credibility. Normally, if he were doing a fair investigation, he'd wrap this up. We'd see Democrats doing the perp walk. We'd all be celebrating, bigger than the Super Bowl, what's going to happen to these Democrats. And by the way, it's still going to happen to them. And Mueller would move on and they'd say, God, he is the fairest guy in D.C. He did it by the book. Look, he was very thorough. We didn't like it all the time. But guess what? The Democrats deserve to go to prison. But he's not doing that. He's providing cover. Even Professor Alan Dershowitz saw Mueller's move for what it was, and he said that this arrest of Stone was a show put on by special counsel's office to influence public opinion. It has nothing to do with facts. Nothing. And again, I point back to this is what our government has devolved to. I was telling you guys, we started TeaPartyCommunity.org. We didn't start it, but we organized it in Arizona. We've got 70,000 people now that are joining. We're starting to collect dues. And one of the things that a guy told me is, you got to watch out. The governor's not going to like it. He's got mafia ties. He can make you disappear, and it looks like like an accident. That's the threat we have to face in being American citizens, holding our people accountable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com, the online doctor's office.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we got MS-13 gangs. We got black folks killing people in crazy numbers. We got terrorists plotting against America. And do you know what Special Counsel Robert Clouseau Mueller does? He assigns 17 vehicles and 29 G-men to go raid Roger Stone's home in the middle of the night to bring him in, only to release him hours later with a $250,000 bond. And what's Stone done? We don't even know. But he supposedly lied about something related to Donald Trump. He didn't tell the complete truth. And we know what his intent was, despite what James Comey, you know, because Comey is big on intent. And, of course, Mueller is as well. We know what Roger Stone's intent was. His intent was to work with the Russians and collude against America in this election, in the 2016 presidential election. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Does it sound crazy? Does it sound like, wow, Kevin, that seems rather fanciful? Yeah. Yeah, it's a big word for a black man, ain't it? Fanciful. Yeah! You get to hear me use some crazy words. I've been here, poppycock. Yeah, so this is, Robert Mueller wants you to believe that the most dangerous dude on the planet, on the day of Friday, whatever, Thursday morning raid of Roger Stone, was Roger Stone. He was dangerous. It took 29 agents to bring him down. And they took everything. They took hair fibers. They took clothing fibers. They took dog feces. They're going to analyze it all. Because Roger Stone is a heinous criminal. I can only imagine Hillary Clinton sitting back in her big old, you know, rocker. Whatever property she's on, laughing with that cackle. You know, that Clinton laugh.
Get ready to laugh. Time Life Music has put all your favorite hilarity together on one of Rory's DVDs. Hillary Clinton's 1,000 Uncomfortable Laughs. She may be behind in the polls, but that's not stopping her from yucking it up like there's a gas leak. No matter what the question,
why do you and the president have such a hyper-partisan view of politics?
This former first lady finds the funny. Hillary laughs like she's mentally Hillary.
Like she's mentally Hillary. That girl is illin'. Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. Kevin Jackson here. So, talking about this whole farce of raiding frickin' Roger Stone's home, Mueller, the show, early dawn raid, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, FBI. I mean, they should have filmed this as a reality show or something, right? They pound on the door. It's the FBI. And, I mean, it was meant to embarrass, right? That I watch a lot of cop shows. Sometimes they come in and go, "Hey man, we're here. You know you got to go anywhere. You want to come out?" And, yeah, no problem. Let's just go, right? No, they gotta make it a big deal. And then what are we doing? We're talking about all this stuff. And you know what's going on? The Democrats are plotting to get out of whatever nonsense it is that they've gotten themselves into. So we're gonna get to the border wall, the shutdown, and all these other things because I know you guys are mad about that. I'm going to explain to you that Donald Trump has lured the left into yet another trap. But people are, Kevin, what does this mean, man? He's giving them everything. No, he's not. He's giving them the things that he wants. Donald Trump hasn't capitulated on anything that he himself hasn't said, I'm going to take care of. I'm talking about DACA, and it's not always going to be things you like. Anyway, Alan Dershowitz said this was a joke. Here was his actual comment. You arrest this guy in a dawn raid, handcuff him. Put him in shackles. Then you don't even ask the judge to raise the bail. $250,000, which is nothing, bail. Clearly, this was just a show, an attempt to put pressure on him. That's what Alan Dershowitz said. Now, I'm not trying to tell you, Alan Dershowitz, he's spoken. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you it is a joke. $250,000 bail. I'm not telling you that's a small amount of money, but in the scheme of what you've done, all the things leading up to get 17 vehicles and 29 FBI agents, I want to see a bail that's like $14 billion. I want something that he can't pay because he's a heinous criminal.
If everybody that Mueller could go after, I want you to think about this. If everybody this guy could go after, he selects a low-level operative, not barely remotely associated with Donald Trump, completely unassociated with Russia, and he decides he's going to do a show of force. So here's what I would say to you. You've seen enough movies where the bad guys attack from an area. There's a bomb, you know, or something that goes off. And everybody looks up and goes, what was that? And they go, I think it's a bomb. And everybody runs over to the bomb, right? But meanwhile, at the back of the building, where the real heist is happening, somebody's breaking into the vault. That is exactly what's happening to us right now. I don't know what it is. We've got plenty to choose from. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. What else have you heard about them? They're under investigation by the FBI. We haven't heard a peep. Mueller's report. Mueller's report should have been done. You don't need an unconnected person like Roger Stone and whoever else he may be looking into to file this report. He said it would come after the election. It didn't. What about McCabe? Mueller supposedly extended the grand jury so we could get McCabe to testify under oath. Where is he? I'm just telling you, there's all kinds of things going on. Meanwhile, you want to know what else is going on? Your stock, your 401k went up. It's funny. I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal or the USA Today, and it said, your 401k just lost $8,369. Now, I don't know how they could come up with such an exacting number, but apparently they were like, this is the average based on the stock market drop. Do you think that whatever, which one of those publications put in anything that said to you, if you had whatever amount of money the average person had in the market at the time of Obama and what it is right now at the time of Trump, do you think they're ever going to tell you your 401k has gained $14,370,000 since the time of Donald Trump? Whatever that number is. Of course they're not. They don't want to tell you the good news. We had one of the best jobs reports from a quarter not that long ago. It's in the dust. Nobody's talking about it. Kim Jong-un is coming over to negotiate. You know, the secret bases were found in North Korea. Okay, great. So if secret bases were found in North Korea, you know what Donald Trump has done? This will be his second meeting with the fat Korean, and he's going to, you think he's going to avoid it? You think he's going to go, hey, Kim Jong-un, it's good to talk to you. You know, I know there's the pink elephant in the room, you know, about those bases that you're building. We're not going to talk about it. If he's getting it together with him, he's going to have a conversation with him, and he's going to go negotiate on behalf of America and on behalf of the world, quite frankly. You hear anything about it? You hear anything about the Iranians and what's going on with their inside of that country? You hear anything about the trade deal that the trade minister of China is now coming to America? And I did a report we talked about the other week where China has blinked in every part of this trade negotiation. And we were told, we can't enter into a trade war. How are we going to win the trade war that we've been losing for decades? We cannot win that war. That's what the Democrats want you to believe. Are you hearing about that? Yeah, you're hearing about Donald Trump actually solving the opioid crisis through China by saying, if you bring fentanyl into this country, we are not going to be doing trade with you, and on and on. I could, folks, it's so much good news I could go on literally for hours talking about it, but here's what the bigger issue is. We're not talking about it. We're not talking about it. The Wall Street Journal had a thing that said, spending impasse strains airlines. So the fact that the government was shut down, they were trying to blame this, you know, the airlines are going to suffer. What did Obama do? What did Obama do to help the airlines? Somebody tell me. I mean, everything that these people talk about is in a negative way, and all these media outlets are reporting things in a negative way. Here's what I would say to any of the bloggers, the people writing. Here's what you need to do. You need to reposition these things differently. Don't let them set the headline. For example, people were saying something like, I don't remember what it was, but it was an anti-Trump headline with this new I'm going to release, you know, open the government for a bit. I wrote it as Pelosi caves, because that's what really happened. Pelosi caved, not Donald Trump. We got a ton to talk about. Hang in there with me, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.